Everything was flying. The brand was growing at about 70% year on year, 70% year on year. We got into the list of the fastest growing companies in Britain. I brought out a trade magazine for all the Indian restaurants. There wasn't a trade magazine for the restaurants, so I brought out a magazine. This was going out to all the Indian restaurants every month. We advertised in it, so we get our messages across the restaurants. Other beer brands were allowed to advertise in it, other products. And then suddenly one day, the editor of the magazine wrote an article that upset the restaurants. He said the service in Indian restaurants, he was trying to be helpful, but he said the service in Indian restaurants is so bad, the waiters look like, and I'm quoting him, miserable gits. The service is so bad because the waiters are not incentivized enough by the owners. Yes. So took a swipe at the waiters. And he said, you know, service needs to be better. And he was trying to be constructive, but he did it in absolutely the wrong way. The restaurant industry was furious, completely understandably so. And the next thing, magazines of Tandoori were being burnt. The editor received 10 death threats in one day. I mean, yeah, it was serious. I mean, it was very, very scary at the time. And then they realized, Karan Bilimoria, he's one of the owners of Tandoori magazine. He owns Cobra Beer. We'll boycott Cobra Beer. Overnight, we had a boycott. And the brand was boycotted by thousands of restaurants. A strike is a horrible thing to deal with when you're running a business, when you have problems, your own employees refuse to work. Very challenging. But when your own customers refuse to buy from you, is the worst. And when we at Cobra had done nothing wrong, we were completely innocent in this whole episode. Of course, the editor apologized. It took one year for that boycott to be lifted. And in that one year, we nearly lost the business because we'd opened up depots in Leeds and Manchester and Birmingham. We'd taken on hundreds of staff. We'd had vans. The brand was flying. We'd invested in advertising. Overnight, from over 120 people, we came down to less than 20 people. I had to let over 100 people go, close down all those depots, and just survive and prove our innocence to the restaurants. It took a year, and at the end of that year, our growth rate went from 70% to 3%. And we still grew, and we survived. And we did that because of the integrity of our team and of our brand. And of course, we put that behind us, put our foot on the accelerator, and started growing again.